Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Once again, this is Bob Dacey, the host of the Simple Truth TV show in Austin, Texas, a local member of the John Birch Society in Austin, Texas, a very rare occasional writer for the New American Magazine, substitute hosting for Alex Jones until tomorrow. He'll be back on the 17th, and you'll be able to listen to him again instead of listening to me. I've been doing this for the last 3 days, and I'm enjoying the heck out of it. Before the break, I was talking about some of these CFR members that are on the roster, just to give you a flavor of the type of scum that infests this organization. Actually, the whole organization is a roach hive, so you can't say they infest it, they just live in it. Some people you wouldn't even think of. James Earl Carter, is a member of the CFR. Yeah, he sure is. So he gave away the Panama Canal. He was one of the Rockefeller proteges back then, and along with Z-Big. And, when he was running for president, he promised not to give away the Panama Canal, and the first thing he did when he got to be president was start the process of giving away the Panama Canal. That's Jimma. Yeah, so, you have Jimma Carter there. That's him. He's one of them. Who else we got here? Of course, Bill Clinton, that would go without saying. The perfect globalist, a man of unctuous rectitude. That means used car salesman in modern parlance. Exactly what Cecil Rhodes intended when he set up the Rhodes Scholarship Program back at about over 100 years ago. He's looking for people like Bill Clinton, used car salesmen, to con the rest of the world out of their assets and transfer them over to them. Perfect man for that. Who else we got here on this list? We got Viet Dinh. Remember Viet Dinh? He was one of the authors of the USA Patriot Act. You know, that thing which trashed the Constitution, which trashed the Bill of Rights to protect you from the evil terrorists? Yes, Viet Dinh is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. Go figure. Go figure. Richard N. Gardner, I think he was the one who wrote that tome called Hard Road to New World Order or something like that. I think that was him. I could be wrong about that. The deal about doing an end run about national sovereignty is much more effective than the old-fashioned frontal assault. Ruth Bader Ginsburg is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. Yeah, they got Supreme Court members up there. That's very, very, very dangerous. I think there's 3 or 4 of them up there now that are members of the CFR. That is very dangerous, because when you have Supreme Court members, a member of an organization that's bound to determine to take down the U.S., that's a bad, bad situation. Okay, who else we got here? Richard Holbrook, you remember him. He was a U.N. ambassador. Jesse Jackson. Yeah, Jesse Jackson is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. But wait a minute, he's a screaming black liberal elite person. No, he is not a liberal. He's an elitist. What he does is he keeps the black people down, making them think that they have to go through him to get anything. You know, that's his job. And Jesse Jackson is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. And, of course, one of the big, fat, gigantic members of the CFR, of course, is Henry Kissinger. And as I said yesterday, he's wanted in several countries as a war criminal, because he is one. Henry Kissinger, who abandoned the U.S. POWs in the Vietnam War and just let them rot, that guy. You know? I'm telling you, this club is very exclusive. You know? It's very exclusive. And who else? George McGovern, remember him? Yeah, lots of people. John Negroponte, Mr. Evil himself, member of CFR. Okay, what we're going to do, we have John McManus, the president of John Birch Society, is going to be up next with us. We're going to talk about the Birch Society in general and the Birch Society's efforts to stop the North American Union. This is Bob Dacey for Alex Jones, and I'll be back after the break.
Wow. More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondent Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, live from Austin, Texas, it's Bob Dacey. Welcome to the second hour of the Alex Jones Show here on the Genesis Communications Network. I have as my special guest, John McManus, the president of the John Birch Society, and we're going to be discussing the Birch Society in general and what the Birch Society is doing to stop this North American Union. John, welcome to the Alex Jones Show.
Thank you very much. Nice to be with you.
No, I'm glad you're here. I know we met once or twice before here in Austin. I think it was last year when Kelly Taylor did all that work to get you down here and had that big crowd at the hotel.
Yeah, that was a nice evening. Very good.
Yeah, it was. We actually had to bring in extra chairs for that event. I was quite impressed by that. And I think was that the first time you were ever in Austin?
You know, I can't say. I don't know. I've been traveling so many years.
First time in a long time, then, at least.
Yeah. That's probably more accurate, yes.
So we had the president of the John Birch Society in the liberal bastion of the whole state of Texas and doing quite nicely on it. I want to get into some of the basics about the society first, because a lot of people don't know anything about the John Birch Society. Like, give us a rundown, like who founded it and some of the history.
Well, Robert Welsh is a man who founded it. He had written a book called The Life of John Birch about a genuine American hero in World War II. And when it came time for him to form an organization that he felt needed to help inform the American people about what was really going on, he asked the parents of John Birch if he could use their son's name as a symbol, and that's how we became the John Birch Society.
And John
that
Birch...
That occurred in December of 1958.
Mm-hmm.
So we're coming up next year. We'll have our 50th anniversary.
All right. Now, who was John Birch? Everybody wonders, who the heck was this John Birch guy?
He was a young Christian missionary from Georgia who had gone to China in 1940 to work for his religious convictions. When World War II broke out, he volunteered for service with the American forces and became a legend in his own time as an intelligence operator working behind the Japanese lines. He could speak the Chinese language. He was not a very large stature and could fit very well into the Chinese population at the time. So he became extremely valuable, reporting on rescuing down flyers, including Jimmy Doolittle, by the way.
Yeah.
And so much about him that I could go on and on, just to say that he was a legitimate hero, but he was killed 10 days after the war ended in August of 45 by Chinese communists.
Yeah, now I want to remind people who might not know their history, the Doolittle raid was the raid where James Doolittle took some B-25 Liberators and bombed Japan in World War II.
That was very early in the war, and the mission was a very dangerous one because they left from aircraft carriers. They didn't have enough fuel to get back. They were told to drop their bombs to let the Japanese, they weren't going to get away with this, what they had done at Pearl Harbor and other places, and then to fly to China, and when you run out of fuel, bail out of your plane. Let it go.
Yeah.
And they did, and Jimmy Doolittle was then rescued by John Birch and brought out. Not all of the pilots of all of those planes made it out. Some of them were captured by the Japanese, tortured and killed. Others were never heard from again.
Yeah, I think that portion of that history was kind of recreated in the latest Pearl Harbor movie. You know, that was a few years ago. But, so John Birch helped to rescue Colonel Doolittle.
That's correct. And when Colonel Doolittle came out, he told General Clash and all the man who was the leader of the famous Flying Tigers, he told him about this remarkable young American, and they sent word. They said, we got to talk to him. So he came out, and he said he'd be happy to join the forces. He wanted to be a chaplain. They said they didn't need a chaplain. They had one. They needed him as an intelligence operator. So they commissioned him as a lieutenant, United States Army Air Corps, on the 4th of July of 42. He spent the rest of the war practically every day working behind the Japanese lines.
True American hero. He never knew what the John Birch Society was, though.
No, he didn't. But his parents did.
Yeah.
I met his parents. They were living in Georgia. And they were very happy to be initial members of the John Birch Society. And we're proud to have him as a symbol for our organization.
What is the basic purpose of the John Birch Society? Why was it formed?
It was formed as an information agency, really. But it was formed to preserve the American system. We were immediately known as an anti-communist organization, which we certainly were. But we were always more than that, more than just anti-communist, anti any form of totalitarianism. Communism, socialism, fascism, Nazism, any of those isms, and also opposed to a gigantic bureaucracy building in the United States that was taking our country into totalitarianism. And this was foreseen by Robert Welch 50 years ago. He was successful in alerting an awful lot of people to the problems that were facing our country, most of which were coming from within. But the society got branded because we call it a conspiracy.
Yeah,
you're not supposed to do that.
Yeah, that's one of those things that is interesting. When I was a conservative Republican type, which I was raised as a conservative Republican, and in 1998 is when I actually started to wake up. And again, Alex Jones was the guy that actually woke me up. But I was trying to get a hold of a video of the Waco debacle, Waco Rules of Engagement.
Oh, yeah.
And I was at a gun show in 98, and I saw, and I couldn't buy the thing at any of the stores. Nobody would sell it to me. Nobody would special order it. Nobody would carry it. And they all kind of took me aside and said, hey, man, we're not carrying that thing. But I saw that video on this table at a gun show in Austin, and I looked up, and it said John Birch Society, Chapter 444, Austin, Texas. And I went, hey.
Bingo.
Those are the crazy right-wing extremist wacko conspiracy theorist guys I've heard about all my life.
Yeah.
And I was kind of like almost at that point like, well, I want to buy this thing. I want to put it in a little brown paper bag and don't let people see me in front of this table. You know, because I had all that I'd ever heard about the Birch Society was that right-wing extremist thing. Can you explain this thing about why the Birch Society has been called right-wing extremists all the time?
Well, you know, it's an old tactic. If you can't answer the objections of your adversary, then start calling him names. Lenin popularized that strategy. So we were called every dirty name you could imagine. Racist, anti-Semite, like the communists, like the Klan, like, you know, anything you could say, none of which ever had any validity whatsoever. But it was said so often and by so many prominent people that a lot of Americans began to believe it. One of the greatest of those who condemned the Birch Society was William Buckley. And he did more to keep people away from the John Birch Society than any 50 communists who ever lived.
Yeah. And, of course, I was mentioning just before you came on that William Buckley is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations.
Well, that's true. And you know, your initial reaction to the Birch Society is not too dissimilar from my own, but quite a few years earlier. In 1962, I was a devotee of William Buckley's magazine. And I was waiting for him to comment about all of the huzzah I had heard about this John Birch Society just been formed, secret fascist organization and so on. So finally he came out with an editorial, and the editorial said that the Birch Society has a lot of good people in it, but they ought to get rid of that screwball Robert Welch, who was leading it. And I read that thing very carefully, and I jotted off a note to him and thanked him for it. My golly, they published my letter in the magazine. Because they did, a member of the Birch Society tracked me down, and he asked me, he said, are you basing your attitude about the John Birch Society and Robert Welch on what the Society and Mr. Welch have stated or what others have said of them? That's an awfully good question. So I wrote back to the man, surprised him, and I said, if there's something you think I need to see, I'll be glad to take a look at it. And there began what I call a torturous reevaluation. And I began to detect that William Buckley was not being honest about a lot of things. So I started stuffing things in a file, and I eventually wrote a book about William Buckley. I call him the Pied Piper for the establishment, which is what he really is and always has been.
Oh, I had a similar awakening about the Birch Society. I kept going. I had this booth at the gun show from a hardware store. I was selling, I wasn't selling guns. I was selling gun safes, little gun safes.
Mm-hmm.
And the Birch Society always had a booth at the gun show. And every month I'd go back and I'd buy another piece of literature off of that table. And then I would take it and I would take it home and read it. And I'm going, just wait a minute here. You know, these guys are the crazy right-wing extremist wackos because I've been told that all my life. But I kept reading the literature and checking the fact-checking the notes and whatnot and the footnotes. And I'm going, wait a minute. These guys are preaching baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, Chevrolet, Ford, Dodge, waving the flag, wholesome American stuff, the Republic, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, strict construction of the Constitution, limited government. I'm going, wait a minute, that's what I was taught was the right way when I was growing up. And I was trying to find the crazy right-wing extremist wackos, and I couldn't find them.
They weren't there.
They weren't there. Yeah. And but I still, you still have that, what you talked about, alluded to earlier, the C word, conspiracy. You know, the American people have been so conditioned to think that when you say that, you're a tinfoil hat wearing kook. How do you address that word conspiracy?
Well,
tell you what, before you do that, I hear the music, and the music means we got to get interrupted. And so think about that, John. I'm going to call you John because we've met before. And after this four-minute break, we'll be back with John McManus, the president of the John Birch Society. We're going to talk about the C word. This is Bob Dacey for Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Ted Edis from Midas, October 16, 2007, gold 750-850. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for $781.83, $385.45 for half, $192.73 for quarter. That's $781.83, $385.45, and $192.73. The dollar has fallen to 65% of the euro. Erosion accelerates. Mainline talk show hosts are trying to hold on to their support of the conservative movement, keeping focus on the Republican agenda and playing into the hand of the globalists. Dr. Corsi interviewed Robert Pastor of the American University. With the sleight of hand and incremental implementation, Pastor admits to the North American Union is being forced upon us. Corsi uncovers the CFR's plan to build a North American community similar to the EU. In his report, the North American Union isn't going away, Corsi exposes the deception and trickery. Call for your report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio and joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Okay, Bob Dacey back, substitute hosting for Alex Jones on The Alex Jones Show, and I have with me as my special guest John McManus, the president of the John Birch Society. And before the break, we were about to talk about the C word, conspiracy. What is it about conspiracy, John, that people just can't handle?
Well, they can't handle it because it indicts people. Way back in 1956, that's more than 50 years ago now, J. Edgar Hoover, the head of the FBI at the time, wrote an article for the Elks magazine. And in it, he said, "Yet the individual is handicapped by coming face to face with a conspiracy so monstrous he cannot believe it exists." That's pretty much what's happened to a lot of people in our country today. But if you discount conspiracy as you look over history, you have to rewrite history, because history reeks with it. So what is conspiracy? Well, it's very simple. It has three elements: more than one person, secrecy, and evil. If you have more than one person getting together and they have a secret plan to accomplish an evil goal, that's a conspiracy.
No, that never happens.
Well, it happened in Watergate, didn't it? Didn't they call that the Watergate conspiracy?
Oh, it happens all the time.
Haven't they talked about conspiracy with the mafia and some of these other things? Yes.
Conspiracy is the norm, actually.
Right.
Yeah.
If conspiracy doesn't exist, then a lot of the things that are happening to our country are simply stupidity. And I don't believe that the leaders of our country are stupid. I believe that they know what they're doing, and I believe that they have a secret plan. And, you know, there's a lot of evidence to suggest that this is secret. The Security and Prosperity Partnership met in Montebello up in Canada just back in August. I went to Canada. I went to Montebello. I couldn't get in.
Oh, you went also. I know that Mr. Corsi went up there.
He and I were together.
Y'all were together. I didn't know you were with him.
Well, we were together, but he had made previous arrangements for press credentials. And William Jasper, who also writes for our New American Magazine, and I, we thought we could get press credentials when we got there. We didn't. They wouldn't give them to us. They said the Royal Canadian Mounted Police have to do a complete background check on you, and you don't have time because...
How long has the New American been published?
The New American started in 1985, and it's a we had two magazines. We had a monthly American Opinion, we had a weekly The Review of the News, and we merged them and came out with a whole new magazine and a new title called The New American.
So that was a new name for an older magazine that's been published even longer than that.
Oh yeah.
But you didn't get press credentials.
Well, actually, I think we might have been able to get them if we had asked ahead of time. But anyhow, we went to Montebello hoping that we could get in with Jerome. The time that we did go, he didn't get in then either, but he got in the next day. We ran into a phalanx of police and military people, all of them shoulder to shoulder with weapons, and all dressed up looking like Darth Vader. It was really eerie. But we couldn't get near the place. You know, so...
Well, that sounds like a conspiracy to me.
Well,
they were conspiring to keep you out.
More so is to go back to September of 06, when you have a meeting held in Banff in Canada, way up in the Rockies, big resort hotel in Banff, B-A-N-F-F. And this is a meeting called the North American Forum, closed-door meeting, no press allowed. Who's there? Well... only Ronald Rumsfeld and George Shultz and Carla Hills and U.S. Deputy Secretary of State Shannon and a bunch of other people and counterparts from Canada and Mexico. Well, somebody at the meeting decided he didn't like what he was hearing, and he blew the whistle. A man named Mel Hurtig from Canada. And he came out and he brought out copies of the agenda that these people were talking about. What were they talking about? They were talking about integration of the three countries. Very simple. But this was a secret meeting, you see. They weren't allowed to publicize it. So is that a conspiracy? Well, if you believe that merging Canada, U.S., and Mexico is a good idea, then it's not a conspiracy because it's not evil in your mind. But if you're like me and you believe that the Constitution of the United States and the Bill of Rights and the Declaration of Independence are important, then destroying those is evil, and that's a conspiracy.
There you go. Definition of conspiracy. Well, John, we're up against another break. And I think in the second half of the hour, Kelly Taylor is going to be joining us. Kelly Taylor is the writer for The New American on one of the subjects of the North American Union, the NAFTA Superhighway. So when we get back from the break, we'll have John McManus, and hopefully Kelly Taylor will be joining us as well. And this is Bob Dacey for Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing GCN listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
I need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly.
Haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich, moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Card Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex for my heels.
While you were sleeping, they came and took it all away.
Bob Dacey, once again, substituting for Alex Jones here today, October the 16th, 2007. And I've been talking with John McManus, the president of the John Birch Society. And we're talking about this North American Union and the Banff Conference in Alberta. And, of course, they got the notes out of there, and they were talking about evolution by stealth, which is sounds to me like a conspiracy. What exactly is the problem with this North American Union, John? What is the matter with a nice economic pact between Canada, the United States, and Mexico?
Well, it's fine. You know, they came up with NAFTA back in 1993, North American Free Trade Agreement, and that was the United States, Canada, and Mexico. Now, at the time, the greatest trading partner of the United States was Canada. Who needed it? You know. In fact, all during my lifetime, the greatest trading partner we've had is with Canada. So who needed it? But then you look into NAFTA and you find 900 pages of regulations. Now, imagine calling something free trade when you've got 900 pages of regulations. Well, what you find is that there's free trade and this whole free trade thing going on worldwide has very little to do with trade. and very much to do with compromising the sovereignty of nations and bringing them under an umbrella organization, as has happened in Europe. And some of the people promoting this North American Union, Vicente Fox for one, and several others certainly, have said that they want the United States, Canada, and Mexico to become part of an arrangement very similar to the European Union. Well, look into the European Union, what do you find? You find that this is the greatest concentration of political power in the history of mankind. That's greater than Suleiman the Magnificent, or Hitler, or Stalin, or Genghis Khan, or you name it. Anybody. It's unbelievably important. And a lot of Europeans are beginning to realize that their countries are no longer independent. They now take orders from Brussels, the head of the European Union. And this is what is planned for our country and for the entire Western Hemisphere.
So what is the problem then? A lot of people are talking about, well, what's the problem with, you have an old-fashioned idea about the sovereignty of nations and that this is passé in this modern globalized world. What are you so afraid about? What are you so afraid of?
Well, I'm afraid that if you put all concentration of all power in any single repository, I guarantee you it will end up as tyranny. And you could have a saint in the position of the leader of the world who would be shot, and the man who takes his place would be a criminal, and there would be tyranny. So you got to go back to, I believe that we're involved in a spiritual struggle. And the spiritual struggle to me is one of the elements of it is to destroy individual nationhood. Now, where did nationhood begin? I would guess a lot of your listeners are people who understand a little bit about Holy Scripture. And you go back to the Tower of Babel and you find that there were some people trying to build a world government and trying to reach to the sky and supplant God Almighty and so forth. So what did God do? He confused the tongues that people could no longer all of them speak to each other. And so some of them who could communicate went off and formed a nation here and others another nation here and another nation over here and so on. Nationhood began at the Tower of Babel. And the European Union's European Commission has published a poster which they say that they show the rebuilding of the Tower of Babel. It's very significant. Here they are saying in this poster that they want to redo what was attempted many hundreds of years before Christ at the Tower of Babel. And they want to undo nationhood.
Yeah, I think I've seen that poster. It's got little inverted stars.
It's got the pentagrams all above it.
Yeah, right.
Those are the symbol of a satanic cult.
Right. Yeah.
So it's very significant in many ways. So nationhood, as far as I'm concerned, is a good thing. And you want competition amongst the nations to be the best.
Right.
Sometimes you will get competition to be the worst.
Well, one of the things that the New World Order crowd is always talking about in terms of promoting these arrangements, which they say, oh, it's nothing but an economic arrangement. What's the problem with it? They're always talking about how it's free trade, and you can't possibly be against free trade. So
yes, I can.
Why can't
I can be against what they call free trade.
Well, what's the difference? It's free trade. What could you possibly have against that?
Well, I'm not opposed to free trade, as long as it's fair trade. But what we see is not free trade. What we see is, as I mentioned previously, 900 pages of regulations in NAFTA. The European Union has tremendous numbers of regulations. I got a letter from a fellow in England. They formed a small political party. They're trying to keep England independent. He said the European Union was sold to the British people as a trading agreement and has turned into a political union which is changing our basic laws and traditions.
Bingo.
Bingo is right. So that's what's happening there. Now, I wrote an article in the latest edition of the New American Magazine where I talked about free trade, what it is and what it isn't. And that's in our North American Union edition of the New American. Now, anybody can get a copy of that by simply going to the web. Go to thenewamerican.com, thenewamerican, all one word, .com, and you can download the entire magazine. And we invite people to do that. And you'll see in there that article by me about free trade. I wrote another one about what America is supposed to be and how we're losing it. But there's articles in there about the Trans-Texas Highway, the NAFTA Superhighway. There's articles about the European Union and so on.
Let's talk about that. Again, I want to repeat that. What you need to do, everybody listening, you need to go to thenewamerican.com, thenewamerican.com, and download the merger and the making issue of the New American, and order some. Get the magazine, order a bunch of them. Go to thenewamerican.com, go to jbs.org, and get these things and pass them out to people who can think. Speaking of authors in this latest edition, the North American Union edition of New American, we have another one of these people online. Kelly Taylor, are you there?
Thank you. How are you today?
Hey, Kelly, how you doing? Long time no see.
I know, ever since yesterday.
Ever since yesterday when we were doing the TV show. Kelly Taylor is one of the producers of the Simple Truth TV show that I'm the host of here in Austin. And Kelly Taylor is the author of one of the articles here in this New American, North American Union edition having to do with the NAFTA Superhighway. And Kelly and Jeff and I, Jeff Kantoff, the other producer of the Simple Truth, we've been on this NAFTA Superhighway issue since 2004, and Kelly, what do you want to add to our conversation about the importance of this NAFTA Superhighway to this North American Union?
Well, first let me say it's quite intimidating to be following anything Mr. McManus has to say. He can address the overall picture better than I ever could, but as you know, we deal with the Trans-Texas Corridor issue as a microcosm of the bigger NAFTA superhighway. There are so many things wrong with it on so many levels that they can't be covered in one show. But you know, I kind of chose three things I'd like to mention about it, and Mr. McManus has addressed a couple of them already. That it undermines America's ability to compete trade wise. Free trade, as he said, has to be fair trade, and under this scenario, the playing field is not level. Everything is weighted against American interests. And how the Trans-Texas Corridor plays into that scenario in this way is that it's providing the beginnings of the NAFTA superhighway as a conduit for trade from China through the ports on western Mexico, one of which is Lázaro Cárdenas. And that bypasses the ports on the west coast of America, which gives manufacturers a less expensive way to transport their cheap Chinese slave goods into America. I said a lot there, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
The goods are cheap, and that undermines American competition.
Well, it also undermines the truckers and the longshoremen who would deal with the products coming into the West Coast.
Of course.
Now they'll be coming in through Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You know, there was a meeting just recently in Denver, a trade conference, and they had some Mexican officials there. One fellow who was the mayor of Ciudad Acuna. It's across from Del Rio, Texas, I guess. His name is Evaristo Lenin Perez. Interesting middle name. And he's very much in favor of all of this. He wants a European Union-style merger of the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. He's in favor of the superhighway that you're talking about and so on. And he's confirming all of the stuff that is being called a simple conspiracy theory. He's confirming it all. Recently, former president of Mexico, Vicente Fox, he's confirmed it all as well in recent appearances that he's made on television. The Hudson Institute, a prominent think tank out of New York area, has come out with a big white paper called Negotiating North America, all about the Security and Prosperity Partnership. And they're talking about creating a single market, integrating the three countries and so on. So, I mean, All kinds of people are confirming this, and yet President Bush and his counterparts up in Canada refer to it as a simple conspiracy theory, and they laughed about it. No.
Well, they said it was something about all they were trying to do was make sure that they made sure that the, what was it, jelly beans were the same packaging or something like that.
Yeah,
we were
yeah.
getting all upset about it.
That was the Canadian fellow, Harper. He joked about it. He said, we have Canadians who are producing jelly beans and Americans are producing jelly beans. And if one can't sell the jelly beans in the other's country, then obviously we need some sort of cooperation here. And that's what this is all about.
And so that's why you had the President of the United States and the President of Mexico and the Prime Minister of Canada working on the jelly bean problem, right?
Yeah, we're working on the jelly bean problem. That's right.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, what they're doing is they're really thumbing their nose at decent, honorable people who want very much to do the right thing. When I was in Canada, I was reading the Ottawa Citizen, the big newspaper there in the capital city of the country. There's an article by David Wilkins. He's U.S. ambassador to Canada. And right in the middle of his article, he said, while conspiracy theories abound, you can take it to the bank that no one involved in these discussions is interested in or has ever proposed a North American Union, a North American superhighway, or a North American currency. That's an absolute lie, big bald-faced lie. I was asked about it at a press conference. I said, the man's making Pinocchio look like a piker. Pinocchio, of course, got famous for lying and his nose kept growing.
Yeah.
This is incredible that the man would come out and say that. Well, they're hiding. They're hiding something. They were hiding in Banff. They're hiding at Montebello. They were hiding here. They're hiding there. They're hiding their motives. But other people are speaking out. The Mexicans are speaking out. There's been some Canadians speak out. There's a wonderful Canadian leader, a new political party, a woman named Connie Fogel, F-O-G-A-L. And she was with us at the press conference we held in Ottawa. She's terrific. She's right on board with all of this stuff. And she's now reading all the Birch Society materials and very glad to have it.
Well, we've had a lot of interesting experience, Kelly and I did, back in July with the Texas Transportation Forum, where we tried to get in as a local TV press to cover the thing as, you know, as future of transportation in Texas, and the TxDOT wouldn't let us in. They wouldn't give us press credentials as local press, so we had our backup plan. We were with Gary Benoit, the editor of the New American, and so he applied for press credentials for us. And they backed off, and they said, okay, we'll let him in for New American, I guess, even though the New American didn't meet their criteria for what is press. But we got in, and what happened there, Kelly?
Oh, that was just it, wasn't it, Bob? when we got there, boy, the things we learned. I tend to look at things on a real specific local level, but here's what... A couple of things that happened, where we learned that the some of the people in the regional mobility transportation committees along the border that you spoke to, Bob, once and then referred to the Rio Grande as a street with water in it, as he wanted to erase the borders to facilitate the growing trade region of northern Mexico and southern Texas. Incredible, isn't it?
Yeah.
And... then we learned that so many many of the transportation and security and engineering and financial interests gathered at the forum were really watching what was happening in Texas, because as it goes in Texas, so will it go in the rest of the country. Washington is watching the legal ramifications and the legislative happenings regarding the portion of the Trans-Texas Corridor to set policy on how they develop the remaining 80 corridors in the United States.
Yeah, it all figures. And, of course, this is why the border has not been closed. Mr. Bush went on television, I think it was in May of 2006, and he very loudly proclaimed his intention to shut the border down. He was going to have electronics eavesdropping and drones and all this kind of stuff. And of course, it hasn't been done. Congress passed the law, gave the funding and everything else to build a fence down in Southern California area, about 10% of it has been built, and it's not going to. I saw an interesting piece today in the New York Times, and that is that people who want to leave Cuba are not heading across to the Keys in Florida or to Miami. What they're doing now is they're going to the western part of Cuba, and they're going over to Mexico, and then they come up through Brownsville, Texas, and into our country. And Cubans are allowed in our country. And so as soon as terrorists figure this out, they're going to start coming in through, go from Cuba to Mexico and then into our country that way. Because the border is just remains completely wide open. Imagine 5 years after 9-1-1, the greatest terrorist attack on our country ever, and the border remains open.
Yeah, that's shows you they really don't care too much about our national security at the federal level, do they? Okay, once again, we're up against a break, and after this break, we will return on the Alex Jones Show with our special guest, John McManus, and we also have Kelly Taylor, writer for The New American, on the subject of the NAFTA superhighway.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Bob Dacey back, substituting for Alex Jones Show on the Alex Jones Show on October the 16th, 2007. Substituting for Alex, who's going to be back tomorrow. Fear not, the Info Warrior himself will return tomorrow. And I'm sure he'll be rested and ready to re-engage the New World Order crowd, as he has done so vociferously for the past several years. And again, we have John McManus, the president of John Birch Society, and Kelly Taylor, a writer for The New American. We're talking about the North American Union, NAFTA Superhighway. John, how do you fight the inevitability argument? I mean, I've been hearing this from so many people. You look around, these people are just completely ignoring the Congress. They're completely ignoring the Constitution. They're building all this stuff. They're doing all these deals. Walmart's doing the deal down there at Lazaro Cardenas to expand the port. They're not, you know, they're doing it come hell or high water. They keep pushing these toll roads through to fund this NAFTA superhighway system, and we just keep trying to stop them. And what I hear from people is it's inevitable. There's nothing you can do.
If those people had been in charge 220 years ago, we'd all be speaking British today, wouldn't we?
Absolutely.
Right. And the idea that has to be implanted in people's minds is that history is made by the dedicated few, for good or for evil. We intend to make it for good. Evil is always organized. The good people usually say, well, you know, I just want to go about my business and mind my own business. And some people, like you say it's inevitable. And so, no, it's not inevitable. Yeah. It can be stopped, and that's what we intend to do. Now, so what we do is we publish a lot of information. We go on radio shows. We put out videos and DVDs now, and we have every kind of educational tool you could want and imagine. And we ask people to take a look. And if there aren't enough people who get indignant, who get angry about what's being done to them and to their future and for their kids and grandchildren, then indeed we are less. But I don't believe that's the case. I believe that there are plenty of Americans left who we can energize and organize, and that's what we want to do in the John Birch Society.
Well, what can the
first thing
listeners...
you can do is to go to the newamerican.com website and download this magazine. The entire magazine, you can download it and look it over. And if that doesn't get your ire up, then I don't know what will. But I know that a lot of people will read that and say, I got to get involved. I got to do something. What we urge that you do is get into the John Birch Society. Help us out. You'll be very happy. You'll meet some wonderful people like Kelly Taylor. And we're glad to have Kelly as a part of our team. So, Bob, thank you very much for the time on the radio here today. It's getting close to the top of the hour. I guess you're gonna sell some more products or something.
Well, I'm going to sell some more products in a little bit. Are you going to be able to hold on the next hour, or are we going to let you go?
Oh, well, I hadn't planned to do so, but okay, I guess I can.
Yeah, we could take a few phone calls if you've got the time to do it.
All right.
You want to do.
All right, I'll hang around. Yeah. Kelly, you going to hang around too?
I can, sure.
Yeah,
okay.
That's what we'll do. We'll hang around. We'll discuss a little bit more about what we can do and to stop this stuff, and then we'll take a few phone calls and just see how it goes. That's a neat thing about radio. It's just live and impromptu. So
it just keeps going and going.
That's right. So, once again, this is Bob Dacey for Alex Jones, and we're going to be back, after a very short break, and to just continue this discussion about the North American Union edition of The New American and what you people can do to get a hold of it, read it, spread it around, and help stop this North American Union, to stop the train wreck before it's too late. Because, believe me, you don't want what's going to happen after that. Okay, this is Bob Dacey, third hour coming up. Alex Jones, Infowars.com.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.